Yes, this is Bob.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Fine, sorry to bother you.
No, that's all right. I was just sitting here. As a matter of fact, I was just working with Henry on preparing for his trip to Hanoi. He just announced, we just announced today, maybe you didn't catch it, that he's going to go from Hanoi to Peking for another dialogue. So I just thought that was what...
anything to add to that?
What's that? No, he'll be back on the 19th. He'll be back on the 19th or the 19th or 20th, definitely. It depends whether Peking adds a day or not, but that's it.
But why didn't
the Peking one, I should tell you, is not, it's coincidental with the other, with the Vietnam. It's basically part of the continuing dialogue, but naturally, each side will have a chance to bring any subject up they want. So, in other words, it's a we are playing it naturally very, very much that way because we don't want to give an impression that the purpose of going to Peking is to twist Hanoi's arm, you see.
No, but
on the other hand, the coincidence, let me say it isn't unplanned as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, that's good. Well, now, Mr. President, that was one of the things I was going to talk to you about.
Right.
My request to you that I
Sit
there and wait till this war was over.
Right.
Good. Henry.
I'll tell, as a matter of fact, I'm way ahead of you. I told him to talk about it when he's over there, and he will.
Good. For some
time
in April.
Now, when would you, April?
April or thereabouts.
That would be the time. That would be the first. Now, why don't you give another an option, too, if in
April,
case.
April, May.
April or May, in either of those times. All right. I'll do it. I'll see that he hesitates. I've already talked to him about it because of the request. Let me ask you one other thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned to me a committee that I didn't get the, and I asked somebody, I think I asked Coleman about it, and he said he didn't, to check with you. Have you given us the dirt on that? Because I don't know anything, and I haven't made appointments to yet. But,
it's a committee for the study of foreign policy.
Yes.
There's four House members.
When was it set up? Is this something?
Was set up in September, I believe.
I see. By the Congress?
By the Congress.
Yeah.
And four from the Senate,
yeah.
Or two from the Senate, two from the House, mm-hmm. with the leaders to appoint the
other two,
the
right.
two members in each place,
and,
two to appoint
and,
four.
And I have not appointed any yet?
Yeah.
I have not appointed any, you say?
No. And there's been about a sum allocated, I forget how much, around $1 million, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to report back, I think, by June the 30th, 1974. And you're ahead of me on that. That was the other thing I was going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I asked about it when I got your, you mentioned it to me, and I tried to check it out, and they didn't have the, it's one of those things where we didn't have it, apparently.
Well, I don't know, give the bill.
No, you don't. You need it. I've got it now. I'll tell them to give me some names.
Okay.
Now, these are civilians, are they? That to be, I'm not minor, not supposed to be congressional.
No.
But can they be, say, for example, if I wanted, could I appoint a governor on it, or would that not be proper?
Oh, sure, if he could spend the time, you betcha.
A governor would be all right. I was thinking of somebody...
The choice is entirely yours, Mr. President.
I was thinking of somebody like a Rockefeller, who has assets.
That's right.
You know,
experience
and could, frankly, spend the money to make a real contribution. I don't know that we could get him, but I'm thinking of people like that and the foreign policy field.
Jim Pearson and I are the Senate ones.
You and Pearson, fine. All right, and I'll have at it, Mike, and to see if we can find get our appointments over. We've been so busy with some others, we'll get them. But
now that you're inaugurated, and have gone through that travail,
right?
I think
that finished the war. Incidentally, I think you'll be pleased that I know you follow the papers, but I, of course, I've been spending all the morning here going over it. The reports on the ceasefire actually are very good at the moment. There are six actions only in South Vietnam yesterday.
That's great.
Four initiated by the North Vietnamese and the VC, two by the South Vietnamese, both of which grew out of what had happened the days before, but they think they're getting into place. The Cambodian ceasefire is working extremely well with Sihanouk, as you may have noted, has come along now.
Yeah.
And there's no action in Cambodia. The Laotian one is still on track, and we expect this is something that just we don't want to be hung on a deadline because we don't, but I mean, we have no problem, but we don't want to put them in the, either side of the position. But we still think that, our projection of 15 days after the 27th is in the ballpark now.
That's great.
The Patat Lao and the others are meeting, and if anything, and as soon as that happens, of course, then our air activities will stop.
Good.
I know you expressed concern about that, but we have to continue the air activities, or, and frankly, in order to keep the pressure on so that they'll make the ceasefire. That's what it is. But they will. But the air activities, they have been told that the air activities will be stopped the moment the ceasefire is agreed to. So they've got an incentive now to stop it.
Well, that's great. Well, that's great, Mr. President.
Right.
I think you must have ESP, but the two things I want to talk about, you've anticipated me. So Henry will see what he can do.
Yep.
You'll see what you can do about the committee.
Well, the committee, yeah. And I'll get some good names, and we'll send them down to you.
Okay.
You don't have any women on it, do you? On yours?
Yes.
Who?
Mrs. Engelhardt from New Jersey.
Oh, you appointed her?
Yeah, I appointed her.
Oh, yeah. Well, fine. Good.
And,
I just wanted to be sure there was one woman. Let me ask you, is there any black on it, for example? Have you appointed any blacks?
No. The other one that you appointed was his Republican fundraiser in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, some Irish name.
I've already appointed him, you say?
No. Hugh. Scott.
Oh, Scott, yeah.
You.
Yeah. Well, now, let me see. No, I'm just thinking of, you know, all the sensitivities here. If it's foreign policy, you see, with Africa, they're going to think some black ought to be on it, I think. But
maybe.
I just don't know whether anybody's qualified, frankly.
That's not the most important part.
I know. I'm going to appoint good people. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye, sir.